You know, fall is nearly upon us, and that means pumpkin spice flavored everything, and it also means football. The NFL preseason kicked off last week for all 32 professional teams. The Falcons will look to bounce back after a pretty disappointing 2015 season. They also hope to make their last season in the Georgia Dome a memorable one. The Falcons move to Mercedes-Benz Stadium next year. So here to preview our upcoming season of football is GPB's own John Nelson, a correspondent for GPB Sports. Good to have you again.
Good to be here.
So I was at the dog park.
Uh-huh.
And there was a group of like five or six football fans. And here was the general tenor of their conversation.
Right.
This year will be different.
How?
Well, they said there's a whole bunch of new players coming in.
Yeah, if they make the 53-man roster, yes.
And that's going to bring new blood and new energy.
But it could also present itself a lack of continuity and take everybody a while to get to full song. So it's all about the adjustment phase.
All right, so let's weigh the pluses and minuses.
Sure.
Here.
Are we going to take our piece of paper and put it in half and do like the pluses
on one
side?
We could.
That
wouldn't help too much on radio.
Oh, I know.
But, okay, so new blood, how does that weigh against continuity and experience?
Well, okay, new blood, obviously it would depend on the experience of the new blood and the position. They're kicking the tires on a guy like Dwight Freeney, an experienced pass rusher. Last year, the Falcons, when it came to rushing the passer, were dead last in the National Football League when it came to pass rush efficiency and putting the other quarterback on his back so you could have a decent shot at short fields and scoring. You're going to have new guys at linebacker and defensive back. They drafted that way, trying to have the Dan Quinn Seattle defense version 2.0 with the low draft picks, meaning guys seventh round and such free agents,
right,
who can make those kinds of impacts. But do you want to rely on rookies hoping that they're going to be that first year guy that's really going to make that impact and smash the defense the way it's supposed to be? Or is there going to be a learning curve and they're not going to get there until week four, week five? That's the rub in all of this.
Okay, but there is the claim that Julio Jones,
right,
is the best wide receiver.
So who's your number two?
Oh.
Once you got rid of, Roddy White, who's your number two? You're going to have someone step up. Obviously, with a guy like Jacob Tammy at tight end, the position is secure there. But who's going to step up and be your number two receiver? That's another issue. Who's going to block and make sure that Matt Ryan doesn't end up on his back a lot like he did last year?
The quarterback.
So you have all of this dynamic in play. And looking at the schedule, I was extrapolating. And that's a fancy word for a sports guy, extrapolating. I had him at 6-6 going into the last 4 weeks of the season, and the division.
Wait, but that's not a winning season.
I've got him 9-7 ish, and playoffs and winning season, they're two different things, especially in the street fight that is going to be the NFC this year.
Okay, so before we talk about their new digs,
yeah,
let's talk about chances for a winning season, winning at least one more game than they lose.
I would say that if they win
three. Don't say 50-50.
No, I'd say if they win three of their last four, then that would be a plus, because if I've got them at 6-6, they're going to have to, it's probably going to come down to that last game of the season against New Orleans one way or the other.
And, okay, so chances they could get into the playoffs.
That's a different thing entirely, because you're going to have a lot of teams at 9-7, some at 10-6. You're having me do math this early in the morning. 10-6 is probably what's going to get you into the playoffs. Maybe a 9-7 is a 6th seed. So, yeah, they're going to be right there. And
You're not ready to put your money on it.
No. It's the beginning of the season. Everything's in pencil with me. I reserve the right to use the other end of the pencil in a race and go from there at the end of October.
Okay. Fair enough.
Uh-huh.
Fair enough. We are talking to GPB Sports correspondent John Nelson. We're talking about the upcoming NFL season for the Atlanta Falcons. Let's divert just for a moment.
Divert, another fancy word.
To talk about the Georgia Dome.
Sure.
It's possible, mm-hmm, that this could be a difficult season for the Falcons in the Georgia Dome. There are inklings that they could not fill all the seats there.
Yeah. It's going to depend on that early part of the season, because the road trips that they have, they're dealing with the AFC West this year. They go to Oakland. They go to Denver. They're going to be playing in Seattle as well. So it depends on that early part of the road schedule. And if you're 3-5 at the halfway point, then you're going to have folks who are going to sit there and go, I don't know if I want to show up. I mean, last year, went to the Saints game with the boss, a.k.a. the better half. And We were in the fourth quarter at 2 hours and 8 minutes. I mean, this game was flying by because neither team was going to be in the playoffs, and they wanted to get out of Dodge. And if you have another season like you had last year, you're going to have game 15 and game 16 with that same kind of impact and a lot of chairs that are going to be empty, resembling Falcons fans.
Okay, so here's a clip of Arthur Blank talking about, this was recorded during training camp,
right.
He's talking about the end of an era at the Dome.
I'm excited about it. It represents a lot of history for Atlanta. A lot of great events were held there, and we've obviously played there for many years, and it'll be fun when it's imploded. My kids all want to have a hand on the compression thing when they blow it up, and so it's, you know, I think it's been a great facility for us.
Okay, so you can understand what I want to ask about.
That would be so cool to be the person who pushes the button to implode the building.
Right, but what do you think is the effect on all of the people in Atlanta who are upset about the destruction of the Georgia Dome to hear Arthur Blank saying it'll be fun when it's imploded?
Yeah, I think that really a lot of folks are looking at the Falcons going, why did you build this new thing when the building that you currently have seems to be fairly functional already? And I think that this happens in a lot of cities, and it's happening with the folks up in Cobb County right now, too, with the Braves. And all of these different professional franchises and their owners and their teams. And I want to say it was in Bloomberg, was it, a couple of months ago, that had a really great article on the trickle-down effect that the Braves have with all of their minor league teams and their stadia. And I think that you're having a backlash right now with a lot of fans across the country about all these owners who want to build these new shiny...
Using taxpayer dollars.
That. You want to build these new shiny castles with taxpayer dollars, and people are just over it right now. And I don't,
possibly because they also want to keep the profits for themselves.
Yeah, and that's what you want. You're building your barn for your place so you can get your piece of the pie, which is bigger than it was in the old place. And I think a lot of fans across the country are being turned off by that kind of stuff right now.
So what do you think about the crowds?
Crowds, I mean... As you well know, when it comes to football, being a Lions person, winning cures all. And if you win,
the seats are full every time, and they haven't won in ages.
Because it's football. You only have, including the exhibition season, you have only 10 opportunities to see your favorite team unless you go on the road.
It's true.
Football seems to be bulletproof in a lot of different areas. College is bulletproof. I think that the pro football game is bulletproof to a great degree. You had 90,000 people in Los Angeles for the first Rams exhibition game. So right now, I think that once... You have this big shiny thing called football. People kind of just forget about everything that they're mad about. And then when the season's over and their team doesn't make the playoffs, then they get mad all over again.
Okay, that was John Nelson predicting the Falcons won't make the playoffs. Okay, let's
save this tape.
On that note, I'm going to play this comment from the Falcons head coach, Dan Quinn. This is at the end of last season,
uh-huh.
Right? And he's talking at a press conference.
Spoke to the team as they were leaving the locker room today, and one of the messages I want to get across to him, so I'm going to read it just so we can all kind of understand where I was coming from. One cannot understand what it means to be relentless until you've struggled to possess something that is just out of your reach. And for us, that's the postseason, and that hurts. And we didn't get that part done.
Okay, so his pep talk to the team was, we're reaching something that we can't reach. This comes off recent research that shows that locker room speeches aren't very effective.
counterproductive. I think it's a generational thing. I think that, people who are half my age, considering I'm 162.
You look good.
Thank you. I think that if you're upfront with folks, I think these days, I think that means more than if you're trying to sit there and plant a flag and sit there and be all flowery and, right in people's faces.
That sounds like you're saying good on Dan Quinn being honest.
Well, I mean, I would rather be honest about something, but honest in a sense, in listening to that Dan Quinn quote, it was almost like he was trying to twist a negative. It's like, look, I would rather have a coach say, we're almost there. We need to focus on what we need to work on to get past that point. I wouldn't say that the playoffs are unreachable in any aspect. I would say do as best you can. I'm proud of you either way. Let's see what we can do, and let's build on what we've built. And Dan Quinn has built a lot in a very short time, but there's still a lot that has to be built. I would rather be upfront and honest about that.
Okay, so in the short time that we have left, what are those things? You're saying that he needs to focus on the things at which they're lacking. So
yeah, pass rush. You got to get to the other guy. You've got to get to the quarterback. A number one exclamation point, pass rush, have a number two receiver, and keep Matt Ryan, the quarterback, upright yourself.
Well, can they just do a running game and bypass their quarterback altogether?
Tevin Coleman showed a lot last year. I don't think that you can really be a ground and pound and make it in this year's NFL. I think you have to be diverse.
Okay.
Be diverse.
So this is what you're looking for. And if you see those things,
then you're still going to be 9-7 because you're still growing.
So the best they're going to do, you in your mind,
10-6 would be a best. I think that it could be anywhere from 7-9 to 10-6, depending on how they do on the road. But 9-7 is where I'm looking at it right now.
But there you go. That's still a winning season.
Yes, but you go winning season, and then you want to advance the topic to playoffs. There's going to be a lot of folks at 9-7. It could come down to tiebreakers and how many points you've scored against common opponents. You could be like the ninth tiebreaker and still not be
there.
I'm
going to see this as hopeful, though, because 9-7 is still a significant improvement over last season.
Yes, but once again, remember that this has been a franchise where it's been winning season, losing season, winning season, losing season. For the first 30 years of their existence,
thanks for dimming my light there, John Nelson.
You're a Lions fan.
It's true.
Dimming
it's
your light about the Falcons and you're a Lions fan.
Yeah.
Honolulu blue and silver, baby. Woo!
I've been speaking with John Nelson. He's a correspondent for GPB Sports. You can catch John and the rest of the
Matt
GPB
Stafford,
Sports team.
But you don't have Calvin Johnson anymore.
On Football Fridays in Georgia.
This Friday.
That starts this week on GPB
7:30.
TV. Always a pleasure, John.
Anytime.